Welcome to Otis Stories Prayers for today. When we pray, everything becomes possible.
Liba katoto koko shakana bayagara bashigede begedegede. O katuka baligedegede, Lord, we give you thanks. Kosoto la bagadegedegede. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you ahead because we know that in the course of this prayer session, there is a supply, a great supply of the Spirit of God. The power of the Holy Ghost is greatly made available. And there are workings of miracles, manifestations of testimonies. Allah, we give you thanks, Lord. We give you thanks. That our hearts are open to receive. There's grace upon us to receive. Our eyes are open to see, our ears are open to hear you. Thank you, Lord. For the manifestations of your power in this prayer session and the availability of the power of the Spirit of God at the location where the person that I'm praying with right now is. Thank you for the availability of the power of God where this person I'm praying with right now is. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You're welcome to prayers for today. We're still on our special week of prayers. And today, this is day 5. And today we are going to be focusing on health, divine health, healing, and protection. Praise God. And I will be praying with the scripture, Romans 8 verse 11, and it says, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he will raise Christ Jesus from the dead, will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you. And if the same spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, then that same spirit who raised Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you." Hallelujah. Now, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, if you have the question in your heart that says, okay, what if I don't have the Spirit of God, the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, what if I don't have that Spirit in me? If you are a child of God, if you have received Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, that very moment you did that, the Spirit of God came inside of you. So you have the Spirit of God inside of you. You have the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead. You have the spirit of God inside of you. And that spirit is a life-giving spirit. It gives life. And not just, it gives life. But first to your body, then to everything around you. So you are bubbling with life. You are bubbling with life. And then the question comes, if I have the spirit of God, the life spirit in me, life-giving spirit in me, why did I fall sick? Why is this not happening? Why is that not happening? You know, what we have, our real life now in Christ Jesus, the life we have, it comes to activation when you know it. Otherwise, there wouldn't have been the Bible. You just give your life to Christ and then you just begin to see some manifestations you don't understand in your life. No, the Word of God is there to let you know what you have so that you can speak it. In this new life we have, things take action, no? Things take place by voice, by speaking. Hallelujah. They are there. When everything, they are there, but they come to play. They become what they are by your words. Okay, so this life-giving spirit is in you. What you may not have been seeing it manifest in your life because you did not know you have it. You know, you've not gotten a revelation about it. Like it has not sunk into you that this life-giving spirit is me. But believe me, even though you've not known it, there have been trickles of its manifestations around you. But if you want to, because it's in you, it cannot be contained. Hallelujah. It cannot be totally contained by ignorance. But the moment you get to understand that, hey, it is not death that is in me. It is not curse that is in me. It is life. It is everything is working in me. It is prosperity that is in me. It is healing that is in me. It is life, rejuvenation, coming back to life again, replenishing that is in me. And then you begin to speak it. When you see those areas in your life that things are not working, then no. The life of God is in me, and by this life of God, the spirit of life, the life-giving spirit is in me. By the spirit, life-giving spirit in me, I speak to that thing, receive life in the name of Jesus. And you believe that it is done, because that is it. Hallelujah. And the first partaker of the life-giving spirit in you is your body, your mortal body. Hallelujah. We are actually supposed to decide when we want to die. As in, be peaceful about it. You should not be dying when you don't want to die. That's the truth. Do not ask yourself, what about that pastor? What about this pastor? You do not know what they know. You don't know what they have been saying. You don't know what they believe. You don't know if they have been actively dwelling on this part of their life in Christ Jesus, that they have the life-giving spirit in them. But you is who I know. me is what I know right now. And I'm talking to, hallelujah, I'm talking to you that this is how your life is. And put it in your mind, you cannot die. There's something in you that always brings you back to life until the day you have peace that it should be turned off so that you will live with it. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're going to pray right now. Whether you are sick or you are not sick, healing and divine health. The life-giving spirit of God is in me. Therefore, it gives life to my mortal bodies. It gives life to my body. It gives life to all my organs. It gives life to my health. Therefore, I cannot be sick. Therefore, I curse this sickness. You cannot stay. I am made whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray. You have the power of God inside of you. When people say you have the power of God, people think maybe you have a power that comes from God. No, you have the same power that God has, the power of God. It is not a power that comes from God or made by God inside of you. You have God's power inside of you. So pray with confidence when you are praying with you. You are generating the power of God to be made available so that when you speak by that power. Hallelujah. And there are instant manifestations in the name of Jesus. Amen. So begin to pray in your Holy Ghost. Pray. Libra gara balaga shoko to brigade Leko suku to brigade brigade La kata tata tareka tuku tuku brigade brigade In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please let's take this declaration. Please say with me, in the name of Jesus, standing on the power of the shed blood of Jesus, I decree and I declare that the spirit that raised Jesus, the spirit of him that raised Jesus from the dead is in me, lives in me. I have the life-giving spirit inside of me. And by this life-giving spirit, my body receives life. This life-giving spirit inside of me gives my body life, gives my organs life, gives my body parts life. There is no death in my body. Therefore, there is no sickness in my body. No sickness is permitted to dwell in my body. In the name of Jesus, every sickness right now is shocked up, consumed by the life of God inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Turn that to prayers right now. And pray as it concerns you. If there is any illness, begin to speak the life-giving spirit, giving life to your body and swallowing up that, consuming that illness from your body in the name of Jesus. If you are not sick, begin to receive divine health. All I want you to do now is either of both ways, speak the life of the life-giving spirit, giving life to your mortal bodies in the name of Jesus. I'm praying in agreement with you. The same spirit had that raised Christ from the grave, from the dead, is alive in you. Therefore, you are alive in him. Hallelujah. You are alive. You are not dead. It is only a man that has death inside of him that decays, that falls sick. You have the life of God inside of you. Libra kushuku la kasuku li kabala libra kashuku libra kasuka tala bagala bagadi. You are alive. You are not dead. Halagare, there is no death in you. There is no death in me. There is no death in you. There is no death in me. Kasuka tali there is no death in you. There is no death in me. There is no death in you. There is no death in me. There is no decay. There is no sickness. There is no fault in your body in the name of Jesus. No way. Sickness is not permitted in your body. Sickness is not permitted in our bodies. Sickness is not permitted in your body. pain is not permitted in your body. It's not part of the life of God. We say no. Oh, say out loud, my body receive life in the name of Jesus. By the life-giving spirit of God, my body receive life in the name of Jesus. By the life-giving spirit, my body receive life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your body receive life in the name of Jesus. Your body receive life in the name of Jesus. Your body receive life in the name of Jesus. Our bodies receive life in the name of Jesus. If you are praying for someone, you're praying in the gap for someone, your body, that person's body, I decree, receive life in the name of Jesus. Receive life and be strong. Receive life and be made whole. Receive life and be strong. No weakness in the name of Jesus. I see someone who has been suffering, like, God's body weakness, always feeling weak, You are made strong in the name of Jesus. You are made strong. You are made strong by the life-giving spirit of God. You are made strong in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your body receives life. 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 By the life-giving spirit of God inside of you. Your body receives life. In the name of Jesus. Your body receives life. The life of God. The life of God. Receives life. Spring to life. Receives strength. No more weakness. No more sickness. Your body receives life. Our bodies receive life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It's done. Amen. And now we're going to pray. We're going to the next part. Protection. Protection. It's done. In the name of Jesus. It's done. Hallelujah. Amen. It's done. And now we're going to Psalm 91 verse 10. We're going to Psalm 91 verse 10 to 12. Okay, I will just read it down from 10 down to where I'm going to stop. And it says, no harm shall come, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. Hallelujah. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Hallelujah. Amen. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him for he acknowledges my name. Praise God. See, we could go on and on to the last verse. But what I want you to see here is that you have the protection of God. You have the angels of God encompassed around you. You have the protection of God given to you. God is protecting you in all you do. Therefore, no harm, no disaster comes near you. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to decree right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the power and the blood sacrifice of Jesus. By the power and the shed blood of Jesus. We believe and therefore we decree and declare that God is for us. He has commanded his angels concerning us. Therefore, we have God's protection. And no harm, no disaster, no evil can come near me. In the name of Jesus. No harm, no disaster, no evil can come near me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Begin to pray. We have the protection of God. He has commanded his angels concerning you. He has commanded his angels. He has commanded his angels concerning you. You have the protection of God. You have the protection of God. He has commanded his angels concerning you. Oh, therefore, no harm, no disaster comes near you. In the name of Jesus, no evil happens to you. In the name of Jesus. Believe it. God is for me. He has commanded his angels concerning me. I have God's protection. God has commanded his angels concerning me. Therefore, no harm, no disaster can come near me. No evil can come near me. In the name of Jesus, I cannot be affected by any evil. No evil can come near you. No disaster can come near you. You cannot be affected by any evil. In the name of Jesus. Healing rain is coming. There's a healing rain taking place right now. Receive your healing and receive divine health in the name of Jesus. Amen. You are divinely protected. No evil comes near you. No evil comes near you. No evil comes near you. Ala galaba gazugo de gede 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 libra kosho kotogolo gede lebre gede 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 gede. You have the protection of God. No evil comes near you. No evil comes near you. Ala galaba gede gede gede. No evil comes near you. Ala gede gede gede. No evil comes near you. Ala bashagala gede gede gede. No evil comes near you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You're not affected by any evil. For the Lord has commanded his angels concerning you. In the name of Jesus. You have the protection of God. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Pray earnestly right now. Pray with all your heart. You are depositing ahead of you. Oh, having protection encompassed around you as you go through life. Throughout this month, throughout this year, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah.
in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you, Father. We give you glory, Lord. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. 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 And we honor you. We give you glory, Lord. And we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we give you glory. We are grateful to you, Lord. We are grateful to you, Lord. We are grateful to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for praying with me today. I appreciate you so much. Hallelujah. And do not forget to send your feedbacks and your testimonies. And do not forget to scroll down the website to make the breakthrough confessions and speak the words available for you to speak. Make those declarations, because life takes the shape of words. I will never stop saying it. So that one day it will hit someone to realize that if you are not speaking over your life, Satan is inspiring someone somewhere, speaking over you. If the person is not speaking directly over you, there are people in locations that he has assigned in your street, in your city, speaking over people, even in your residence. Yeah, he has agents speaking over people to ensure that they do not live the life that God wants them to live. But the truth is, the moment you rise up and start speaking over your life, it cancels out every other words. Hallelujah. It cancels out every other negative words, because you are the prophet that God has ordained over your life. So no word can stand the moment you begin to speak. But if you keep your mouth shut, someone is helping you somewhere. So to help you do that effectively, there are words spoken from God to you that dropped in my heart while I was praying for you. You know, you can go and speak them and receive them. And then there are breakthrough confessions that I have brought out, posted for you. Speak them. Speak into your life. And that is how your life will go, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can reach me from the website otistories.com, otistories.com, via the live chat, which I always prefer over WhatsApp. But if you must reach me on WhatsApp, then this is my WhatsApp number, +234 7035524042. So keep praying with me. Keep testifying. In every prayer session you must receive. You receive in every prayer. Do not pray with a prayer session with the mindset of probably I will receive. No, just pray, because when we pray, God shows up. Hallelujah. We are praying in agreement. It is done. And if he shows up, he gives. He gives to all. When Jesus was healing, he healed all. So pray with it, and then you have received, and rejoice that you have received. So you have received right now. You receive it every prayer session. Hallelujah. God does not handpick who he wants to give. Yeah, there are some people that may come out with so much instant spectacular testimonies. It's just a sign to tell you that he showed up and he has given to all in the name of Jesus. So you have received, and I congratulate you in the name of Jesus. So I love you. My name is Mrs. Elo. I love you, and I'm always praying for you, and I decree over you the favor of God, the blessing of God is made manifest in your life, always, in the name of Jesus. You are prospering and you are experiencing right place, right time in all you do, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow. I love you.
Hello. If you do not have Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior yet, I have good news for you. God's arms are open wide to receive you as his child, no matter what you may have done, no matter how your past may be, no matter how lost you think you are. All you need do now is say these prayers with me. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I believe you came to die and resurrect for me, to pay for my sins, to free me from slavery and from the shackles of Satan. Therefore, I receive you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I decree today that I am a child of God. I am a believer. I am redeemed from sin and death, and I am blessed. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. I declare myself a child of God, for Jesus is now my Lord and Savior. Amen. Congratulations. Hallelujah.
I've got some